The Connecticut Humane Society presents Pet Medical Emergencies. Pets get sick, just like we do. In fact, they can get many of the same injuries and illnesses that humans get. That's why it's so important to regularly bring your pet to the veterinarian for checkups and anytime you're worried that your pet isn't feeling like himself. But sometimes, it can be an emergency. There are many reasons a pet may be facing a medical emergency. For example, a pet may have had a fall that broke a bone. They may have eaten something they shouldn't have, or they may have a long-term medical condition that suddenly got worse. If your pet is facing an emergency during daytime hours on a weekday, you can first call your regular veterinarian to see if they can examine your pet immediately. If a veterinary hospital isn't having a particularly busy day, they may be able to see your pet on short notice. Or your veterinarian may instead recommend that you call an emergency veterinary hospital. If your pet has urgent needs at night or on weekends, you'll want to call the emergency veterinary hospital right away. Many of these hospitals are open 24 hours a day and on holidays, and see pets without appointments. Because you'll need to act quickly if your pet needs urgent care, it's best to always be familiar with the emergency veterinary hospitals in the area and how to get to them. Even if you're not sure your pet needs to visit the emergency room during an urgent situation, you can still call to find out what your options are. It can be scary when your pet doesn't feel good, but getting your furry friend to a veterinarian as soon as possible will help you both to start feeling better. Some signs of a pet emergency: bleeding, struggling to walk, eye squinting, difficulty breathing. For cats, this includes open mouth breathing, inability to go to the bathroom, excessive vomiting. That concludes the Connecticut Humane Society's presentation of Pet Medical Emergencies. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.